We are going to begin very shortly, so if the parties that are standing up, if you'd like to take a seat or move the discussion outside of the agenda room, that'd be great. Thank you. All right, this is the Internal Affairs meeting for Monday, May 23rd. The time is 2:25, and we were supposed to have the Department of Navy's renewable energy program that we worked so hard with their schedule to accommodate. We were supposed to have them give us a presentation today. In fact, I was really looking forward to it. I had an opportunity to meet with them at a NARUC conference and hear all of the great things that the Navy's doing. But then they canceled at 5 o'clock on Friday. So, unfortunately, we don't have a backup program today. Otherwise, if we had enough time, I would have had a backup program for us all. But this will be a very swift internal affairs meeting starting right out. I guess we'll start out with the legislative update. Thank you.
Commissioners Casey Hinton with staff, Office of Industry Development, Market Analysis. This item is the annual legislative wrap-up intended to give you a final update on the status of bills of interest during the 2016 session. This briefing is for informational purposes only. No action is requested of you today. At the next Internal Affairs, staff plans to present you with an implementation plan for certain bills that may necessitate action on your part. The main item of interest that you were briefed on during the session was HB 491. Which was approved by the governor in April. This bill revises several sections of law relating to the regulation of water and wastewater utilities by the commission. A couple features of the legislation addressed financing for infrastructure projects. First, the legislation requires the Division of Bond Finance within the State Board of Administration to review the current allocation of private activity bonds to determine the availability of additional bonds for allocation for water and wastewater infrastructure projects that does not have any impact on the commission. Second, however, is the authorization for the commission to establish utility reserve funds for infrastructure repair and replacement by investor-owned water and wastewater utilities. The legislation requires the commission to adopt rules to govern the implementation, management, and use of the fund, and staff will be addressing that at a subsequent internal affairs. The legislation also has sections impacting cost recovery for certain expenses. For example, legislation allows water resellers to add up to 9% surcharge on customer bills to cover the actual cost of meter reading and billing. In addition, the legislation also expands the list of expenses set forth in Section 367 for which a utility can automatically raise its rates to recover incremental increases in expenses. These expenses are generally out of the utility's control and are considered pass-through expenses. The legislation allows but does not require the commission to establish by rule additional specific expense items that are outside the control of the utility and have been imposed by a federal, state, or local authority. If the commission does so, it must review the rule every 5 years to determine if each expense should continue to be eligible for automatic increase or if additional items should be included. Finally, and of a particular interest, is the legislation addressing rate case expense for staff-assisted rate cases. The statute prohibits the commission from awarding rate case expenses to recover fees for attorneys or outside consultants hired by the utility to help prepare or file its case prior to release of staff's initial report. The commission is required to propose rules to administer that section by December 31st, 2016. And as I said earlier, staff will return at a subsequent internal affairs to discuss implementation. And Samantha had a couple procedural administrative procedure bills.
Yes, Samantha Sabule of the commission's legal staff. The legislature also made a few changes to the Administrative Procedures Act in HB 183 and HB 981, which affect all state agencies, including the Public Service Commission. Two changes to the law that will have an immediate impact on the commission and I wanted to highlight for you today are, first, agencies will be required to include in the Florida Administrator Register a list of agency rules to be filed for adoption. And second, all agencies will be required by June 30th of next year to review their rules and certify to the legislature, the governor, and the Joint Administrative Procedures Committee the rules that have been designated as rules, the violation of which would be a minor violation. The law currently requires agencies to issue a notice of noncompliance as its first response to a minor violation of a rule instead of initially imposing fines and penalties. This type of rule review and certification was last conducted by all agencies in 1995, and I would be happy to address any other questions you have about these bills.
Thank you. And I want to also welcome Casey to his new role here. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll be definitely talking with you a lot and looking forward to it. And I don't know if you're familiar with all of these bills since you're kind of in a different role.
Coming in on the tail end of this. So. Okay,
but luckily we have Mr. Petrell here too, who we could always call upon right now. And I do have a question regarding on page 4. It's Senator Brandis is... bill, it's a constitutional amendment. Can you just, in layman's terms, tell us what that does, that language is going to propose?
I think Mr. Hinton can handle that.
He can handle it, you think?
We'll see. You'll decide whether I can handle that, I guess. That amendment authorizes the legislature by general law to exempt from ad valorem taxation the assessed value of solar devices, other renewable energy devices installed on personal property. And it also exempts these devices from being valued for consideration of the installation in determining the assessed value of residential and non-residential real property for the purpose of taxation. This is going to be on the August special ballot.
That's
special
what I thought. Election. Why is it on the August?
Because the other solar amendment is on the November. I would assume that they didn't want the two to get confused.
Okay. And it's already received approval, so it is a go for August. All right.
Yes.
Commissioners, is there any questions for staff on any of these items? All right, so we're looking forward to seeing you back in July with specific information on how on rulemaking and what we plan on doing with the bills that passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to General Counsel.
No, in the interest of time, no report, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Executive Director, and now you've got a report,
see,
don't you?
The day that I have a report, he's in the interest of time. real quick, and just looking at the calendar going forward, your next IA is June 9th, whereas Casey mentioned we're having the legislative implementation item. We've also got a clean power plan update for you all, and I think the city of Tallahassee is slated to talk about their energy initiatives. Welcome, Casey, new director of IDM. Chairman got ahead of me there. Quick calendar updates. CRUC, Commissioner Brise, as president, is putting together a good program for you all. That's June 13th to 15th in West Palm. Liang Tan, the Office of General Counsel, is also spearheading a great program for the National Conference of Regulatory Attorneys. I don't know how many of you all are scheduled to go, but I encourage you. It's taking place in Tampa, June 20th through the 22nd. And to cap it all off, we have a series of service hearings peppering the month, West Palm for Florida Power and Light, West Palm Beach, and Melbourne and Daytona Beach, June 15th through 16th, and then Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pembroke Pines, and Miami Gardens, June 27th through the 29th. So we've got a busy month ahead. That is all I've got, Commissioners.
Thank you. And, yes, we have a very busy month ahead, and all those conferences are very they're wonderful. And Commissioner Brise, I know you spent a lot of time and want to thank you for your representation on behalf of all of us. You're doing an excellent job. Looking forward to our conference and our busy month. Commissioner Brise.
I just want to let everybody know that the rooms are filling up quickly. We're up to about 176 registrants at this point. We have an internal goal of about 220, so there's still space available. So we want you to remind those who have an interest in the space that we are all in together to register and participate. I guarantee you that you will leave with some new information coming to you, because we have some very exciting panels. Basically all of our commissioners here have a place on the program, moderating and doing other things on the program. So it's going to be a very exciting conference.
Thank you so much. Are there any other matters? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. We'll have ethics training in the...